Hi, my name is Roma Gray from Connors Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Weber and Jonah.
So it wasn't to be, but an exciting game nevertheless up at Inverness, where the Nomads nearly brought home the Iron Brew. Plenty of reaction to come in this podcast. Nomads going 1-0 up, coming to a sucker punch of two late goals from Ross County. Let's get the thoughts after the game then of Mike Wilde and George Horan.
Obviously it's a great occasion and that, but we wanted to be more than just an occasion, you know, obviously for the Welsh League and for us, Connors Quay in general. But you know, when you go 1-0 up and you have the chances that we have, you get a feel in the half time, although you're very happy to be 1-0. You realise though, with a team like this, they're successful in their own right, so you know you're going to come up against it in the second half. So yeah, we were disappointed not to take a bigger lead, so that's a testament to where we are as well, to come to a place like this with the crowd being so adverse in their favour, and then for us to churn out a 1-0 at half time, we've got to take credit for that. And then at times the second half it's back to the walls, but you know, we've gained a lot from it. And the run we've had getting here just shows what type of lads we've got in the dressing room.
George Horan joins us as well, captain of the club. Your face says it all, George, but there's a lot to be immensely proud about.
Very proud of today. I think Mike hit the nail on the head then. Me and Andy have got a score first half. Different game, 2 or 3-0 at half time. Thought we weathered the storm early second half, but just wasn't to be in the end.
And Michael, season continues. JD Welsh Cup next weekend.
Oh, we just go again, and we do. We, you know, again, the lads are we put ourselves in a great position where this isn't the pinnacle of our season. Now we have to go on. We have to get Europe. We have to go as far as we can do in the Welsh Prem. And obviously, there's another cup final hopefully to look forward to, because we've done it year in, year out. So there's no reason why next week we can't do it again.
And George, what more can we expect from this Connors Quay Nomads team?
Like Mike said, I think this season we've got loads to play for. We're still in with the league. I know TNS won last night and Barry won today, so it's exciting end to the season for everyone. But cup semi next week, hopefully get to the final, so we've got loads to play for.
Well, Ross County look like they're on their way to the Scottish Premiership, so it's no great surprise perhaps that they put up a fight in this cup. The man who led that charge, Stuart Kettlewell, joint manager of Ross County, we caught up with him as well.
We knew Connors Quay were going to be a real tough opponent for us. There's been a lot made up here in terms of the physicality and the style of play. I said from the start of the game that I have a huge amount of respect for what Andy and the guys have done over the course of the season. They have a real identity in how they play. I believe it's within the realms of how the game should be played. You know, it's well within the rules of the game, you know. So we knew we had to stand up and be counted in the first half. From that point of view, we didn't feel we passed the ball in any kind of way, shape or form how we can. But that huge credit has to go to our opponents for that. It wasn't just necessarily us being poor. We felt the pressure they put us under made that difficult. Second half was a different story for us. We felt as if we got into a rhythm fairly quick in the game. We created a few chances before our first goal went in. And from that point, you could see the confidence growing in the players.
Good competition this, isn't it?
Again, I'm in the minority. I know there's been a lot of criticism. I personally really enjoy it. When you see a group of Welsh guys coming up here to support their team, the television network obviously broadcasting it, I think it's great. I think it enhances the competition. I know there's been failures and faults within it. I think East Fife going to Bohemians and the game being called off was an issue. But from my perspective, we play against the same teams at least four times a season. So to be broached a situation playing against a Welsh side, and a very good one at that, a very competitive side, was a good situation for myself and Stephen to prepare your team in a different way and come up against something that's slightly different. Was very, very good for us. And I have got to give them a huge amount of respect for their organisation, their discipline, and for getting to this point in the competition, not to mention that they've put out some really, really good teams along the way. So I think it's been a success. I think the game itself was a success today. Four goals, we don't seem to do things in half measures. Every game we seem to play is a 3-2 or a 4-2. So I think it was a reasonable spectacle for the people that came to watch the game today. So it's good for us to win it. We're delighted with that fact, and hopefully that sets us up for what's going to be a huge great games for us going forward.
And who needs Mark Jonah Jones when you've got the Scottish equivalent? Chris Sutton was watching the game from BT Sport, definitely entertained.
Connors Key really strong in the first half, should have been out of sight at half time, but credit to Ross County, they're a good football team, and they got the ball down and played well second half. Substitution, Josh Mullen came on and changed the game, but you just wonder, there's a bit of what might have been for Andy Morrison's team.
You probably haven't seen that much of the Nomads. What did you think of their performance?
I think that Andy, the job which he's done since he's been in there, is a fantastic job. And, if I'm being honest, it's not pretty, but it's extremely effective. You know, the front men are a real handful. They've got a good, very good from set pieces. They're direct and cause a lot of problems. Very well organised, and that's their strength. And Andy plays for it, so credit to them. And hopefully they'll go on and win the league this season.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to more games like that in the future. Absolutely, and some cracking football around this weekend. Please do get yourselves down to a game if you can.